year. Eitan Barinholtz, if you don't mind, just starting us off, after discussing at great length, you know, Poked Avon Avos Albanim and Ish Becheto Yumasu, now we have the much more pleasant discussion of Notzer Chesel Alafim Lo Havai Lo Shamei Mitzosai. So let's take a look at Rashi, the Chizkuni, and the Mechilta, and then we'll discuss the Ramban. So Eitan, go ahead. Notzer Chesed Lalafim. This 11th source. Rashi says, Notzer Chesed Shadamosa L'shalim Schar Ad L'alpayim Dor. 2,000 generations. Forget about 3 or 4. Right, nobody can accuse God of being fair, quote unquote, right? In terms of, you know, whatever penalties you think exist, the Chizkuni, the Malbim, the Ibn Ezra, the Ramban, the Rambam, however you define Poked Avon Avos Albanim, right, nobody can deny that the Zechus of Avos carries over not by a double or triple or quadruple ratio, but by at least a 500 factor. Eliyah Avishur. The Chizkuni says, what do you mean, le'ohavai and le'shomei mitzosai? What's the difference? Ohavai, okay, chasidim, that's normally associated with the concept of lifnim mishura sadin, people who go above and beyond. Right, so le'ohavai is obviously to be contrasted with lison ai, which we saw the Ramban said maybe Poked Avon Avos Albanim is only for Avodah Zarah. But here, what's fascinating is I will extend, Hashem says, this midah of 500-fold reward, right, not just for those who go above and beyond the chasidim, according to the Chizkuni, but even for just the shomrei mitzosai, those who are righteous, who don't necessarily go above and beyond, you know, the letter of the law. Yaakov Soldan, what about the Mechilta? Le'ohavai le'shamei mitzvosai?
Le'ohavai, le'mi yisho seh, hanai me'ahava, le'shamei mitzvosai, le'mi yisho seh, hanai mi'ira.
So even though we can all agree, excellent Yaakov, you know, gadol ha'osa me'ava min ha'osa mi'ira, then it's obviously better to serve Hashem out of a sense of love than of a sense of yira. Hashem says, but this reward is open and available for everybody, whether or not they're serving Hashem out of Ahava or Yira. This remains unchanged. This remains exactly the same. Equal access to the Oved Me Ahava, to the Oved Me Yira, even though in many areas of Halacha, we look at them very differently. But the coup de grace in this entire discussion is, without a doubt, the Ramban. So Gavi Kigner, if you don't mind, Le'ohavai le'shomei mitzvosai. What is the meaning of this duality? Wow, so the Ramban is affiliating the idea of an Oev Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh, with those who love God so much, right? Okay? So again, you shouldn't switch him for another god, shelo tachlifenu velo tishatef imo, that you shouldn't even combine him, right? The Isser Shituf. L'kach ne'mar be'Avram, and this idea of being in Oyev Hashem is straight from Avram. Zera Avraham Ohavi, the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu. Right, and that's an amazing thing about the Ramban. So the Ramban says, look, the tzaddikim who aren't compelled to necessarily lay down their life, and the Ohave Hashem, who are prepared to lay down their lives, you could say, Gavi, that the difference between them is Mimizrach Lamara, from east to west, that they have nothing to do with each other. And yet Hashem is willing to extend his chesed in the same measure to both groups, which is, I think, really an astonishing phenomenon, right? Again, this is why it's not justice. It's chesed. It's a very high level of chesed that Hashem is demonstrating, because you could not possibly compare Yosef and Netanel and Jacob and Svi and David and Aliyah and Andy and Yehuda and Daniel and Eli and Yitzi and Rafi and Gershon and Yoni and Daniel and Ephraim and Yaakov and Zachary and Aaron and Michael and Noah and Eitan and Ezra and Ari and David and Elisha and Natali Sender and Chaim and Yitzchak and Akiva and David and Yoni and Community and Yossi and Eitan and Avi and Avishai and Ariel and A.B. Russ Fishbane and Max Yurkowski and Zachary Gibber and Ami Roseman and Eli and Jacob, you could not possibly compare, right, in any sense of the term, Ohavai, those who are prepared to establish HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Yichud, and Yichud Hashem, in terms of the Isser Shituf, at the pain of their lives, the Ohavai and the Shomrei Mitzvah side, it's a completely different category, Noah. And yet, Hashem says, I will be Osa Chesed La'alafim, not just La'alaf Dor, but La'alafim, at least 2,000 generations, for both of these categories. It's a remarkable manifestation of Chesed. Okay, so Gavi, go ahead.
The Rabban Pirshu, Ein Ram Teresh Mishnah Sanhedrin, Reish Farkiyad, Ki Avav Avdim Ava Shalom and Asa Lekapel Pras, Tumoshi Tirchum Sasi Bimakota Lo Avai, Ze Avram Kiyotse Ebo Lisham Re Mitzvah Sai, Ilu Hanavi and Bazakin.
Another interpretation, right, that Ohavai is they do it out of love, and just like if you loved your wife, right, you wouldn't treat her well because you thought you would get something good back, but you'd treat her well because it's, absolutely and unequivocally the right thing to do, the necessary thing to do, etc. Right? So too, that's what Ohavai means here. And Shomrei Mitzvotai, again, is the Nevi'im and the Zakenim. And Reb Nosson Omer.
Reb Nosson Omer,
the
Ohavai Shomrei Mitzvotai, Elu Shehim Yoshim Be'eret Yisrael, V'nosnim Nafshan on Mitzvos.
Al Shemalti Esbini, Malacha Yotze Li Sarif, Al Shekarati Batora, Malacha Yotze Li Tzalev, while you're going to be crucified.
Al Shechalti Es Hamatza, Malacha Loka Me Afrigo, She Natalti Es Lulav.
Who kaysim right bais meava bais meavai amako seila
gamruli leav laaviv shabashamayim ari perush rabbi nasan kiava mesiras nefesh al hamitzvah echasuv vaday al avodah zara.
So the Ramban the Shitaso thinks that Ohavai is definitely dealing with avodah zara, just like he said lesonai is avodah zara. Kiva nischayavnu biharik v'al yavor b'chol hazmanim l'olam.
Aval herchev v'inyan l'chol mitzvos. V'fi shebishas
hashman. Shas hashman. Right, so Ramban says, right, it's not just about Zara, regular rayos and shvichos damim that a person has to give up their lives, but for any mitzvah. And as we said, afilo arkisa de misana, even to change your lace, bishas hashmad, bishas hagizera, when the Jewish religion is under attack, so then too one would be prepared to have to be prepared to quite literally sacrifice anything and everything. So there is this expanding definition depending on the circumstances, velosa chalua shem kachi, to be prepared to sacrifice. And so again, the remarkable thing, I think, here is that for the preponderance of views, Ohavai are those who go to, the outermost limits of commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shomrei Mitzvosai are those who are consistent with norms. And Hashem says, I'll treat everybody with this enormous measure of chesed. And I think that for us, of course, these things are perpetually true, Aaron, but for us, you know, there's a much greater meaning in terms of what it is that we've been through. We've all experienced, and we continue to experience, and we have to be very vigilant moving forward. The notion of Mesiras Nefesh, not the Mesiras Nefesh that we just read about, of Malach HaYotzei LeHareg, Malach HaYotzei LeTzalev, but we've all experienced sacrifices this year that, you know, we weren't used to. But these sacrifices have all been very much a part of Kiddush Hashem. Remember, the Rambam says the primary form of Kiddush Hashem, contra Ramban, is not dying al Kiddush Hashem, but living al Kiddush Hashem, is not Yehareg v'al Yavor, but is Ya'avor v'al Yehareg, when it comes to other mitzvos. And each and every one of you has had a spiritual experience unlike any other. A spiritual experience that was predicated on being able to demonstrate a profound level of Kiddush Hashem and commitment to V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael Asher Yasa Osam Ha'adam V'chai Bahem. And to note, and this is also a reflection, in my opinion, of a profound sense of Avas Hashem, as Chazal note, to be Mekabel Yisurin Be'ahava. All of us have had challenges. Your challenges are different than my challenges. We have to balance work with taking care of very young children. Your challenges may be a feeling of being cut off from friends, but you dealt with it not just b'sever panim yafos. You continued to learn. You continued to work. You continued to demonstrate that even under adverse circumstances, that you would not be deterred and that you would be resilient. And you have my respect and admiration for that. And I hope very sincerely that for each and every one of you, the more than 50 of you, that it will be a springboard moving forward in life, God willing, when we don't know when this will be, things will become much easier and quote unquote, you know, more normal in terms of our ability to do the things that we had grown accustomed to doing, that you'll remember and be inspired by the actions that you took at this time, and to always bear in mind that the zechuyos that you generated now, each and every one of you, the zechuyos Eliyah that you generated, and Jacob that you generated, and Avery that you generated, and Eli Friedbauer that you generated, and Eliyahu Bronner that you generated, that all 50 of you generated, the zechuyos that you generated now will not only resonate for you and for your children and for your grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and not just le'elefdor, but la'alafim, chesed la'alafim. I think that's deeply meaningful for all of you. And so, you know, that should be the bracha. It's not my bracha, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu's bracha, right? Oser chesed la'alafim. Le'ohavai, le'sharmei mitzvosai, the zechuyos that you've accumulated now will stand you in good stead and generations to come. I want to thank you for a very meaningful year, a very wonderful year.